Greetings and welcome to Words for the 17th day of April 2019. This one is entitled Pussy Zacky Boy. Yeah, that's right. You know who you are, Zacky Gerties, you little pussy from Minnesota. He's such a troll. He will not even leave his name. He is afraid of truth, and the most amazing thing about little Zacky Boy is when I just read this scripture, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Two young children that I know, my sister Naomi and my brother Micah, are so far superior to little Zacky Boy, who is supposed to be a full-grown man, but he is not. He's a little pussy because, you see, he knows nothing about truth. He never did, never will, because of his little wussy thinking living up there in Prinsburg, Minnesota. And so many people I hear have always made fun of him and talked bad about him when he's not there. That is because, Zacky Boy, they are speaking the truth. You are a little pussy and they know it. Well, anyways, these two children who he has tried for so long to thwart and to turn them against their father, God Almighty, and their earthly father, my brother, Abasa. Those children know the truth because they keep reading their authorized King James Bibles, the pure Cambridge edition. And these children know the difference between truth and lies. They know the difference between righteousness and unrighteousness. Oh, they can tell. Their father has been faithful, Abasa has, teaching them the holy scriptures from their being young children. They have read the word of God more than Zacky Boy, that little pussy, ever will or ever has. And little Zacky thinks he is winning things. Oh, he is such an idiot. He has lost everything already. His perfect little Prinsburg pussy family, the wife and the children and his little fag job and everything else he has. It is all going to just blow up in his face one day. And then, through the natural course of events, he dies in his sins as an unsaved person. He finds himself in hellfire. What are you going to do then, Zacky Boy, when the things of the Word of God become true in your loser life? Your loser life, playing Christian, going to your little church with your wife who has more stones than you do. She runs the house. She tells you what to do, you little pussy. And the children know this. Naomi and Micah, they know it. You are not fooling anybody except your own self, little Zacky. So you made your little comment yesterday, but yet you had no balls enough to even leave your name. Why do you not call me Zacky? 812-844-1300. I know why. Because pussies will never come to the light. They love darkness. They love their sin. They're your typical fake Christians who hide in that sect and cult of Christianity, thinking they are okay. Bunch of losers you all are up there in Prinsburg, Minnesota. You bunch of little wusses. You sissies. You never knew a hard day, a day in your life. Everything's been given you. And you live so comfortable. Oh, the day is coming through the natural course of events in your life. You will not live forever, Zacky boy. You will die in your sins. And then, you will understand that Naomi and Micah were right. So why do you not take this little message from mine and get all hurt feelings and run to little Bert, that loser no stone fag in the Department of Children and Family Services? Go there and take it to him and say what everybody said about you, Zacky. Naomi and Micah stand in the truths of the Word of God. They are already more than conquerors, and you still remain a little pussy. Pussy Zacky boy. Zacky Gerties of Prinsburg, Minnesota. You total stinking loser. Idiot.